The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe on the radio. You know, I'm just pumped up with patriotism. There's all bad news, and we'll get to it in a minute. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock on AM 970, Answer. That is the United States Army, that's the United States Air Force Band, and I'm just all flushed with patriotism and love of country, because when I travel and I go around, I meet the greatest of the great in the United States of America, and I know how good we are as a people. But when something bad happens, they'll just drive that into the ground. They'll tell you how bad we are. They'll start labeling everybody. They are trying to divide us like we've never been divided before. It's all a concerted effort, and it's all for them to have power and control in Washington. But here I go out to Woodstock, Illinois, to do our show for the American Legion, Sons of the American Legion, and McHenry Post 491, right there, beautiful Woodstock, Illinois, where they shot Groundhog Day, by the way. And the whole town, we were talking about, the whole town is like a dedication to Groundhog Day. They have got like every street corner, they have like a street corner where that guy Ned kept, you know, where he keeps bothering Bill Murray, you know, that Bill finally hugs the guy. It's like Ned's corner, you know. I mean, I was in the bed and breakfast where Billy didn't really stay there. Billy Murray didn't stay there, but then Groundhog Day, but he kind of waved from the top of that. I was in that beautiful, beautiful bed and breakfast, and they were so nice there, and everybody was so nice. And then the diner, and what was shot where, and you see the Times Square where the groundhog was there. I tell you, it was really quite extraordinary. But most importantly, we were there to induct me into the Sons of the American Legion, the Sons of those who have served, and in this case, my dear father, who served in the United States Army Air Corps in the Second World War. So there, now they had an honor guard. It was a color guard, and they brought the flag out, and all the American Legion folks were there, and they gave me a hat with the sticker, and they inducted me in, and I said yes. You know, I do a little. Will you uphold the Constitution? You know, of the American Legion. I said, I do, you know, and it was so great. Then we all went and did a show. I had a meet and greet after. Then we did a show at the legendary Woodstock Opera House. Beautiful, beautiful little opera house with my dear friend Haley Reinhardt, who's just great. And we had a 2-hour show. Somehow I made it back. I'll tell you about that. Remind me to tell you about that, how I got back, because I almost missed the plane. I had to be on the radio last night. I wanted to be live in New York last night. My son Joey is in, and everything was happening all at once, so it was crazy. But as we unfold the day, and I start to break down the news for you, please hold in your heart the goodness of this country, the goodness of Americans. We are good people. They were, as I looked and I saw, and now my brother's there in the American Legion, how much they love the country, appreciate those who put their lives, limb, and their effort on the line every single day for our freedoms. We're a good people. They never report about that. So then when you go to, and here we go, and you know, I gotta cover the story, so I almost feel like saying forgive me, but when you see every day what they put on social media, and hopefully, I'm hopeful Elon Musk will tackle this problem, there are racist tweets, in my opinion, that are constant. And what you do when you continually say white people are bad, when you continually tweet out all things that are derogatory toward the black community, you will inflame the fringe. You will inflame the fringe. And when you have a president like this president who just wants to divide us and constantly calling us names, those of us who just care about the country, that you will inflame the fringe and something like what happened in Buffalo is going to happen. And what really makes me upset is the government is the first not to step up, in my opinion, for the at-risk community or a community like in Buffalo, outside the supermarket there. And what really incenses me as well, every time they build up a community like that, like they seem to have done in this section of Buffalo, it's, you know, there's it breaks my heart that there's a problem. Like in Minneapolis, all I keep thinking when on the George Floyd riots, when, you know, that went down, they burned down all the businesses that came in, like the CVS drugs. And I can't get out of my mind that poor grandmother that was there. She was saying, why were they burning down my drugstore? How am I going to get my medicine now? And so this creep, this coward killer, and you want to know the truth, I don't care what color he is, because it happens on both ends. It happens with white people, happens with black people. What inflames these people? And this is it. This is the answer, is that there's sick individuals, this kid, this punk, this coward, this cockroach of humanity. He was examined. They called him in school. They examined him, and they let him go. They did a generalized, quote-unquote generalized, this is reportedly, a generalized interview with him because of a generalized threat, and they let him go. When do we take the kid gloves off? When do we deal with these morons? And you know what else I was thinking about? On my friend Andrew Pollack's beautiful daughter, Meadow, who was killed by this creep. Do you know that creep is still alive? The creep, you know, still, yeah, Broward County shooting, remember? Andrew's got to live with that every day. For me to say the word Meadow and killed in the same sentence, he's such a good guy. Imagine how that would tear your heart, you know, if you're a parent of somebody like beautiful Meadow or the folks we lost in Buffalo. They know these people are deranged. They're afraid to lock them up. Lock them up. Lock them up. Why is this guy alive? He walks out. He's in camouflage. Whoops. Take him out. Take him out. Like you should take Putin out. They just let it go. They know these guys. And then this, of course. And you know, you got to go here. You know, in Waukesha, where that creep, another coward, pig, cockroach, took his red truck and ran down, you know, eight people and killed an eight-year-old and ran through that Christmas parade. Remember that? Where was everybody then? And this, I'm looking at the crime reports. I'm looking at what happens in 9-year-old killed at Skokie, Illinois, 6-year-old wounded, 17 people injured in mass shooting again. This was in Milwaukee. Why aren't we addressing everything? It killed me, you know, a bad choice of words. It just drove us. It just seared my heart. Let me put it that way. When I see Governor Hochul, Governor of New York, go up and start saying it's white supremacy, because that's the catchphrase that they're going to try to do. Three things you got to worry about in the election: white supremacy. It's going to be COVID, and you know what else is going to be? January 6th. They got their plan. That's what this is. Makes me sick that they use these for political purposes. They have the mantra. They have it. And then Biden's going to Buffalo, as he should, but why didn't he not go to Wisconsin? Waukesha, why didn't he go there? Why didn't he go visit the abortion clinic that was bombed? I mean, why didn't he just go visit the businesses that were burned down in the George Floyd riots? Why doesn't he go to Chicago and hold the hands of the mothers who lose children every single weekend because of the black-on-black crime there? This is so hypocritical. And not to take away what happened in Buffalo. I can't even tell you. You know, I've done so much work in the stressed areas for most of my life. You know that. I talk about it every morning. And we're going to talk about it more, and we're not going to let a Hitler-esque youth like this, you know, who was someone who should not be alive and who should have been stopped when they first examined him. We're not going to let them take us down or deviate from us helping out people, you know, who maybe need some help. But when I go in and you go into, and I'm telling you from experience, if I walk down, I would walk down the streets of Camden, New Jersey. I would walk down and walk in Newark. I told you, I met the kid. What are you in here for? Homicide. He said, look in that kid. I look in the eyes of that child, you see yourself. And if you ever done work like that, and sometimes you look even at a homeless person, and you look in the eye, and they'll look back at you, and there but for the grace of God go every single one of us. But when you're in a situation and you're in a country where you have an administration that doesn't care about people who are less fortunate, people in stressed areas, they don't care. They just use you for votes. That's all this administration does. They have no care about this at all. They could care less. There's no heart. You know how I know? Because they're doing it at the border. You know how I know? Because they're placing people strategically across the country at random in cities across the country, even with potential criminal records. You know how I know? Afghanistan. You know how I know? Ukraine. They don't care. This whole Ukraine thing, don't get me started now. It's Monday, but don't get me started this early. Something's up with Ukraine. Something's up. I'm telling you, they wanted this war. They let it happen. Something is up. We got experts. We got guests. We're going to get into it. And I may be so wrong. I'll listen to you, and I may be wrong as ever. But what are they doing? How do you let the Ukrainian refugees, you and I, and God bless you, we helped out through the great folks at Food for the Poor, and we fed the 8,500 Ukrainian refugees. That's us. We have to do that. Thanks to Food for the Poor, God bless you for caring. I wish the government cared. They don't care. And they don't care about this. They're going to politicize this shooting in Buffalo, New York, and it's disgraceful. And our hearts go out to every single one of those poor folks who died. It's just a horror. You're going to the supermarket. You know, you're building up an area, and you got a Hitler Youth, whatever this punk was, 18-year-old punk. I'm not even going to mention his name. Take him out. He walks out. He's in camouflage. You take him out. Whoops. Who shot him? I don't know. We really don't know the officer who shot him. There's no consequences in America for illegal actions. Whether it's drugs, whether it's not creating a therapy for the virus, whether it's letting people with the virus die because the pharmaceuticals want to make more money. There's no consequences for any of these ridiculous actions that are going on across the United States of America. And you and I are collateral damage. The Ukrainian refugees are collateral damage. People who die in Afghanistan, collateral damage. Taliban has taken over Afghanistan. Women, you can't even show skin now. And the Taliban is not allowing women to show skin. This is this administration, whoever it is. And no one says anything about it. Now we have the shooting. And what does Biden do? He politicizes it. And you and I said 1,000 times on this show, why didn't he go to Waukesha? Why didn't he go to Wisconsin? Why didn't he reach out? Why didn't he help out? Why didn't he go to the funeral of the 8-year-old? This is a terrible thing. We are not a racist country. There is fringe here. And we are inflaming the fringe. And it's coming more so. Listen, I understand the criticisms of all presidents saying things they shouldn't say. Clearly, you got to be careful. You got to couch it very carefully. But this president is trying to divide us, and he's accused Donald Trump of dividing us. He's the divider in chief. This guy Biden, whoever's running this puppet presidency, they're the divider in chief, and they want it that way. Why weren't they helping out? Why? It's inexcusable. And you know what's sad though? This story is going to go away. It's going to go away. Then they're going to come up with, they're not going to let the January 6th thing go. They're going to stay on that. Where are the feds, by the way? Is Tucker Carlson, I would suggest, respectfully submitted here, because Tucker's always the top of this stuff. What happened to that Fred Epps guy at January 6th? What happened to the federal agents? Where's all the video on the federal? Where's all the investigation? Why aren't the Republicans drawing the other side of January 6th? Look, you attack a Capitol Police officer, you're going to jail. I have no patience for that. Look, you rush into the Capitol. That's you not using your mind that was a setup and you're being used as a pawn and a tool because they couldn't stand the success of that rally. It's exactly what that was about. Exactly what it was about. And everybody went in. Oh, let's go in the Capitol. Great. But what happened with the police officer saying going? There's so many unanswered questions. I guess you got to get Dinesh D'Souza to do a film about January 6th next time. We'll find out the truth about that, right? But our hearts go out to everybody in Buffalo. And our hearts go out to now. There was a shooting at a church and one dead and four critically wounded. You know, in Laguna Woods, California, you know, and, you know, I know they think California is not very religious. When you go in the suburbs like Orange County, where this incident happened at Geneva Presbyterian Church, they are very religious. I mean, I did a mass. I remember out in Orange County, I was doing something out there and I went to the mass. I went, wow, that they were really, really very formal, very religious out there. It's not, you think, oh, West Coast, they don't know what you know, they don't believe in God. Well, they do. And see, all the victims were of Asian descent. So this is another hate crime, I guess they're going to say. a suspect described as an Asian man in his 60s. I guess we have to delineate what the nationality is when somebody kills somebody. You know what? If you're a murderer, you're a murderer. You know, it just bothers me that this kid, not unlike the killer of Meadow, my dear friend's daughter, Meadow Pollock, in the Broward County shoot, this the punk who killed those kids is still alive in prison. He should not be alive. Forgive me. I'm a Christian, God-fearing Christian. Praise Jesus. Whack him. Whack them all. And this kid should not have been let out. And where is on the internet? These are the questions. You and I are being spied on every day. If I put out the virus, lives could be saved until Elon Musk started, thank God, sticking up for those of us who want freedom of speech. If I say, well, listen, look at Joe Rogan, the great Joe Rogan. He says something about the virus. They're going to shut him down. Neil Young stepped away from Spotify. That worked out good, huh, Neil? Nobody cares. I mean, really, nobody cares, Neil. No offense. But they shut them down. But they're staying on little things like that. How do you not track online when you it's like Twitter and Facebook and Google, they're obsessed. If you say something against Joe Biden, if you say, right, like Hunter, if you say something against the virus where there were therapies, they still don't want to come up with therapies, right? And they shut us all down, but they can't follow this punk who is now he's looking for black communities. He was looking for Jewish communities. A racist, a Hitler-esque punk coward racist. And they don't follow it. I wonder why are they so obsessed with going after innocent Americans as opposed to finding and going to the fringe. And then they're going to say, oh, it's all white supremacy. That's all that's going to come out of the Democratic Party now. White supremacy. That's it. And yet Biden wouldn't step foot into one black community every single weekend when there is a pandemic of black on black crime. It's disgraceful. Our hearts go out to everybody in Buffalo. Hearts go out to everybody in California. It's a bad, tough weekend. But don't politicize it. Dear God Almighty, stop politicizing it. You're disrespecting the dead. Inexcusable. In the meantime, that's another thing about the virus, if I may, as we go to Debbie. I said when I went and saw last Thursday, I guess, and I went and did my show, you know, at the Venetian for my friend Vic at Trinitas, and I went out in a tuxedo, and then I sneaked over to my mom's. My brother took a picture of that, so that was me.
Oh,
I just
I
posted
it.
It's me. Uh-huh. That's me outside. And that's another thing, because people say, well, you know, the virus, don't wear the mask. But if you are older, you still have to be careful that if it's a flu, if it's anything, a cold, whatever it is, not to mention if it's not COVID, if it's a SARS type virus, you want your mom or grandma to get it. So I stayed behind the glass door, and I sang behind the glass door.
I love it.
What am I going to do?
You're better off. Just be on the safe side, right? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Anything to protect your beautiful mom.
And she's going, come in. Joseph, come in. Wear the mask. Wear the mask. Why don't I wear the mask? Wear the mask. Come in. I said, Mom, I'm not going to come in. I can't. Because if you're around people, like today, Joey's in, my big boy's in, you know. Do our sons get taller? Are we shrinking, Debbie? I'm not sure.
I think it's a combination. My son is humongous.
Your son is so tall. What is he, 6'4", something like that?
He's 6'3", but he's also like very broad-shouldered.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
he just, yeah, he's yeah, very strong, yeah, you know? So yeah, you're like, wait a minute, that's my son? How'd that happen? You know? Well, he's built like his dad. His dad was built like that. You know?
Look out. Yeah. Joey's like that, too. Mikey's like that, too. It's like, they're so, wow. I said, look at these guys. And they're so big and handsome and great. But anyway, we're going to go over and see Mom, but I'm going to be careful. We're going to take a test, and if we have some kind of, if it's a SARS cold, I'm not going to get close to Mom. So we'll go outside or close the door again, you know, but do what we got to do.
Yes,
good
great,
weekend.
Great stuff.
Good weekend for you, Debbie, okay?
Yeah, I ended up speaking over at St. Pius in Old Tappan for Good Counsel Homes.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Let me tell you, so many people were asking me about you. There was a captain from Alpine who said, oh, tell Joe I said hi.
Oh,
you know, Captain La Viola, he said hello. A woman, Madeline, she listens every morning. She's like, she loves you. Oh, and Janice was there from Perillo Tours. She was at the 10 o'clock mass.
You're kidding me.
It was
you're
so great.
Me.
Her family was there. I got to see them all. It was so nice.
Best.
It was so
you,
cool.
You know what? You're doing celebrity meet and greets. I love it. While you're doing good. While you're doing good always.
That was great. But everybody sending love to you, Joe. You have so right many back. People that love you. I hope you're feeling the love.
They
you
love
know?
Us. We have a family here, and that's why we're trying to just get to the truth, you know? Debbie is out there. St. Debbie of Duhame on the road. Yeah, at 6:24.
I wish. I'm trying. I'm working on that.
How are we doing, Deb? How are we doing this morning, my dear?
Thank you. Thank you, and I'm glad you had a great weekend. Let's see what's happening as we head over to the Harlan River Drive. It's busy southbound down through the 120s. Volume on the eastbound BQE getting up toward Atlantic Ave, and then on the BQE eastbound up at the Kosciuszko Bridge. It's an accident. A couple of lanes blocked there. Cross Bronx westbound slowing down through 3rd Avenue. The Garden State Parkway northbound at 149 up in Bloomfield. Watch out for a car fire. Everything being pushed off to the shoulder, but watch out for some ongoing activity there. Heading to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, we're seeing some volume here on 495 right past the area of 1 and 9 with a collision. So that's causing delays getting out toward the Lincoln about 25 to 30. Inbound Holland 20, George Washington Bridge, a 15-minute delay into town. Sunrise Highway eastbound getting out through Eastport, getting reports of a crash there as well. Foggy conditions, especially as you head over to the Mid-Hudson Bridge and over at the Bear Mountain Bridge at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, some thunderstorms later, high today of 74. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Emboldened by wins, GOP goes all in on the culture wars. Now that's a headline. It's from Annie Linsky of the Washington Post. Her piece begins this way. Republicans believe they found an edge on the culture wars. On the campaign trail, she writes, they're railing against critical race theory and gender identity discussions in schools. Well, they're not railing. Simply put, parents do not want schools dumbed down, politicized, or used for inappropriate discussions about intimacy and human sexuality. Recent school board elections in Texas wiped out the existing school boards that were standing up incumbents. I've been predicting this. Parents have had it. And yes, the issue of education is a winning issue for the GOP. My own Governor Glenn Youngkin won in large part because he identified himself as on the side of parents. Being on the side of parents is a good place to be, whether you're an elected official or an appointed one. Listen up, superintendents and school boards. The parents are coming.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, can I tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn? Oh, we love Michaels of Brooklyn. You will too. Everybody's talking about Michaels of Brooklyn because when they go, it's exactly what we say every day on the radio, how great Michaels of Brooklyn is, the ambiance, the hospitality, the Italian-American heritage, the cuisine. And then you go to the store, and so many people are buying Michaels of Brooklyn at the supermarkets all around America. You go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com, you join the Sauce of the Month Club. But when you get out to Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York, it is like going back to the day when Italian restaurants were Italian restaurants. You know, it's just you could smell the aroma when you walk in. You could smell the great cuisine. You get the hospitality from Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael. The chefs come out. Michael's in the kitchen, for example. Johnny's in the kitchen. He'll come in and he'll come out, say hi to everybody, greeting people. Oh, it is an experience that you have to really take your whole family to. And then you'll recognize everybody, too. A lot of folks listen to this program, and you could, say, hey, hi, you all know each other. There's a whole family at Michael's of Brooklyn. But you got to call because everybody is going to Michael's of Brooklyn. It is so popular. The sauces off the shelves, man. You know, it's flying off the shelves. And Michael's of Brooklyn is very, very busy, so you got to call if you would. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn. You know what? Serving that community in Brooklyn since 1964.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, light my fire, 628 on AM 970, The Answer.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Jim Morrison, George, Joe Piscopo, and the radio fired up this morning. We have apparently identified the shooting victims of that died in Buffalo. Roberta Drury, 32 years old. Look at this, if I may, and please. Margus Morrison, 52. Andre McNeil, 53. Aaron Salter, 55. Geraldine Stolle, 62. Celestine Cheney, 65. Hayward Patterson, 67. Catherine Massey, 72. Pearl Young, 77. Ruth Whitfield, 86 years old. Three surviving victims were identified as Zara Goodman, 20 years old, Jennifer Warrington, 50, and Christopher Braden, 55. Police described their injuries as non-life-threatening. Goodman and Warrington have been released, but my goodness gracious, it is just about this Buffalo situation. It sickens me. They could have stopped this guy, in my opinion. If they trailed and tagged these guys online the way they do you and me, for talking about the virus, for talking about January 6th, for talking about election fraud, if they tagged us on that, if we use the word Trump, those are catchphrases, and the DOJ goes after us like we're the criminals, but they let these creeps go. And it's not just that this is a white guy. There are black people that do mass shootings. That what happened in Waukesha, in Wisconsin, it's disrespectful and so discourteous to humanity the way this administration disregards the people at the border, coming across the border, not just the border guards who have died from COVID and are putting themselves on the line of fighting valiantly for us to secure our borders, the people that come across. They don't care about those people. They could care less. The kids drowning, the sex trafficking, the rapes at the border. This administration could care less about the military members dying in Afghanistan, about Ukrainian refugees. They don't care. It's all about power and control, and they lie to us. It's the propaganda ministry. It's not unlike what the I'm going to use the reference, but I'm telling you, the structure of this administration is very similar to the Third Reich. They have a propaganda minister. They lie to you. They divide us. Everything that happened in pre-war Germany, in my opinion, it's me talking, not Salem, not anybody else. I'm taking responsibility. It reminds me, yes, it does, of the Third Reich. And I do believe that this president and the vice president should be kicked out, and Nancy Pelosi should be censured. You know, I mean, she's just lying as well. What happened? And you know what else? This is what I want to tell you, too. This got me crazy. They always go, oh, you voted Trump. Oh, you did this. You did that. You know, and yell at us how we're bad. You're racist. You're a white supremacist racist. That's what you are. See what happens? And they go after us like this. So what happened in 2020, however it happened, however they got in, whatever happened, they won. They won. And the House, the Senate, the presidency, they won. Okay, we say, show us what you got. Go ahead. What do you got? You won. You, however you did it, we don't know. But let's move on and go ahead. Show us the way you want things to be done. This is what we have today. This is what they're showing us today. More mass shootings, inflation, gas prices, highest the gas prices have ever been. What's happening in Ukraine? We are at war. We are at the cusp of a nuclear war. This is what we got. When we said to them, they yelled at us how bad we are, how racist we are, whether you're black or Latino or you're white, whatever you are, if you didn't vote their way, we're the racists, we're the bad people, we're the bad Americans. America is a bad place, a stain on America, Joe Biden. Joe Biden, you're a stain on America. Your administration is a disgrace to America. Stain on America. They utilize this to politicize this horrible killing in Buffalo is inexcusable. Inexcusable. And they yell at us. We handed off everything. And if it, whether it was rigged, whether it was stolen, whether it was bought, whatever happened, they were smarter than we, the people. They were smarter. And they know how to do it. And they're going to do it again. They're going to talk about the virus. There's going to be a variant in the fall like we've never seen before. January 6th, they're going to start the hearings for January 6th. And you're not going to ever know the truth on that because the Republicans don't have enough guts, enough legal prowess, or enough energy, or whatever it is. They're going to sit back and they're going to be rolled over because they're going to be afraid to say anything about January 6th. Was it set up? Where were the feds? What happened? Why were there innocent people walking? Why did we see all those innocent people? Well, look, it was the dumbest thing you could have done to go into the Capitol. It was a setup as far as I was concerned. As soon as it happened, I yelled at the TV, don't go in. You know it was a setup because they were so jealous that Donald Trump could draw that many people. That's what that was about. They knew it. And why didn't Donald Trump said, get the National Guard? Why didn't Pelosi put the National Guard up? So many questions are not answered. They'll drive it home. They're going to drive it all home. and they're going to wait for the election. They're going to wait for the election. That's all these things are going to come out. And then they're going to talk now and watch white supremacy will be the theme of the day. And that, and you and I are all white supremacists or black supremacists. If you don't vote Democrat, you're black, you know, like they call Larry Elder, the face of white supremacy, the black face of white supremacy. Yes, they actually, Los Angeles Times actually called Larry that. Inexcusable. And it just hurts me. We work so hard. We do so well in the inner cities and helping people out. But there's always that one Hitler-esque, you know, the devil walks the earth. Do you know that? I'm not going to make this. I should be on WMCA, maybe our sister station, right? Because, you know, I'm a religious guy. And I really believe that Satan's out there somewhere, because this is what this is. This guy's Satan. And so is Vladimir Putin, by the way. Well, Joe, you don't say that. You know, there's a reason. Now they're trying to marginalize the war in Ukraine. I mean, it's nothing like that should be going on. And we handed it off to them. We handed it off. However it happened, they won. It's the biggest mess this country has ever been in since the 1960s. It could be worse in many ways. China is laughing. If you're a man and you say you're a woman, and then we say, well, you're really not a woman. If you're swimming with somebody, or if you're going to be the woman of the year, you know you're a man, right? Now we're sexist, whatever we are. You can't even voice your opinion on how whacked out they are. They have a pregnant emoji for a guy. Now, what is that for, like, maybe gay couples want to adopt, so maybe they want to, I can see it's cute for a gay couple. They say, okay, well, we're pregnant and we're waiting for our baby. I mean, I understand that, I guess. But don't tell kids that, you know, men are men, women are women. And you're not going to change it. And if there's a deviant, there's a deviant. Yeah. But what are they, they're trying to teach us things that, it's like they said, how can we ruin this country? That was like their impetus. Matter of fact, that's the bumper sticker maybe for the Democrats for 2024. You ain't seen nothing yet. Watch us ruin this country even more. You know, it's like a concerted effort, right? But really, on this morning, on this Monday, and I just can't stand mornings like this because the evil comes out. Satan walks the earth, and here it is. Here's what you get. Innocent people going to a store to shop for groceries in Buffalo. Decent, innocent Americans. And they're slaughtered by some satanic pig because all of the technology that we have in the 21st century cannot catch the heart. Not only that, there's so many. What about the subway shooter? He was a black supremacist, you know. And I guess that's done. That's done. They can't catch this guy. They can't stay on this guy. Where's the algorithms that they follow with you and I? What about that? What about they can't use that toward the bad people? The satanic people walking the earth, so this horror doesn't happen? Inexcusable. We ain't going to stop fighting, though. And I'm not going to let the press tell you that you are bad. And I'm not going to let this manufactured presidency tell you that you're bad, because you're not. You're a good person. I see it every single week when I go out. When I go around this great country, I see the goodness of people, from little things to big things, to embracing each other, to loving this country, to appreciating this country. And before we break, it's like I'm on stage, and then my friend Captain Frank, his father's there. He was in the military. You know what? 95 years old, Second World War. I'm on stage. I introduce him and Frank's lovely mom. And they're in their 90s. And I said, please stand up. Frank Sr. served in the 11th Airborne, or one of those divisions in the Second World War. Standing ovation, applause, appreciation. We don't forget. It's the same way we feel about law enforcement. We appreciate what they've done. We appreciate everything that, all the good that's in this country. And trust me, I see it firsthand every single day. Even in the crazy city of New York, I see the goodness. And I'm not going to let them on this radio show tear us down. That is the impetus. You can't let you cannot let the evil prevail. May those souls rest in peace, and they will strengthen us in our quest to make this country better and to bring it back to normal. Joe on the radio, 6:38. It's a Monday. It's a manic Monday, May 16th. Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
65 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD investigating the death of a 9-year-old girl inside a Brooklyn apartment. Police say they were called to Lincoln Place in Crown Heights Sunday afternoon, found the unconscious girl with trauma on her head and neck. Shalom Gaffaro pronounced dead at the scene. The medical examiner will determine the cause of death. Police say two people are in custody connected to that girl's death. Health officials are recommending masks be worn indoors in 9 New Jersey counties following a recent spike in COVID-19 cases. The CDC lists Atlantic, Burlington, Camden, Cape May, Gloucester, Monmouth, Morris, Ocean, and Sussex counties as high risk for COVID transmission. Last Friday, over 5,300 positive COVID-19 tests were reported across the Garden State. First time that many were reported since the peak of the Omicron variant back in January. In sports, Rangers beating the Penguins in overtime 4-3 at the Garden in Game 7 of their second-round Stanley Cup playoff. The Blue Shirts will now face the Carolina Hurricanes in the next round. The Yankees take their series finale with the White Sox 5-1, while the Mets, they drop their first series this season to the Seattle Mariners by the final of 8-7. This sports report is brought to you by Paragon Tap and Table, located on 77 Central Avenue in Clark, New Jersey. On Thursday, June 16th, 6 p.m., I'll be hosting a beer dinner with Twin Elephant Brewing out of Chatham, New Jersey. Enjoy some great food paired with delicious beers. Get a chance to chat with myself as well as the brewer. The tickets are on sale now. To reserve a spot, give Paragon a call at 732-931-1776. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Shore Road is closed over on the Bronx right between Orchard Beach and Pelham Road. It's all due to a car fire. Looks like a double fatal here, so an ongoing investigation. Let's go out to the Verrazano Bridge on the upper level into Brooklyn. An accident, so that's causing some volume as you head to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound right into the Verrazano Bridge. We're still seeing volume westbound Belt getting out toward Lefferts Boulevard. Van Wyck northbound heavy right up through Hillside Ave. LIE westbound slowing down through Casino Boulevard. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 30. It looks like an accident cleared on 495, getting out toward 109, getting out toward the Lincoln. Let's go over to the Holland. That's 25 in from both approaches. Garden State Parkway North at 149, getting up through Bloomfield, a collision. And watch for foggy conditions here as you head over to the Mid-Hudson Bridge, Newburgh, Beacon Bridge, and the Bear Mountain Bridge. Partly cloudy this morning, but then thunderstorms later on today, high of 74. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell Small Business. Dell Technologies can help push your business further with these Small Business Month offers. Get updated tech starting for $499 for PCs with Windows 11 Pro, plus docks, monitors, and more. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. Dell recommends Windows 11 Pro for business.
Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. So, on a much lighter note, I finished the show. Haley and I did our show. We had a great time at the Opera House, Woodstock, Illinois. Beautiful. About an hour south of Chicago, right? And with the American Legion. And it's just a beautiful day. And Haley Reinhart she's Ella Fitzgerald. I'll tell you about it as we go on. She is Billie Holiday. She is Diana Krall. She is everything all in one. She is just spectacular. And she just crushed it. So now, Haley got up to the show. Now we took it in. They wanted an intermission. I never do an intermission. They wanted an intermission. I said, sure, fine. I guess they got to sell drinks. So by the time I went back up, and then I wanted to do, I must have done another hour, and it was like a 2+ hour show, you know? And it was great, standing ovation, just beautiful. Meantime, I'm looking at the clock. I have a 7:40 flight out of O'Hare, which is an hour and 20 away. Okay. So I'm going now, and I'm dripping wet. I just got off the drums, and then Haley and I did Summer Wind together. It was great. It was just nice. And then I sang New York, New York, and then I'm leaving, and I made sure I signed everything, took care of everything, but I got my luggage with me, so there's a car waiting for me to take me to the airport. So, but I wanted to wait for my conductor, Rick Gordon, because he had to go, but I couldn't wait because I was going to miss the plane at this point. So Frank, Captain Frank, my buddy, listen to me. He's out there. You know what he's out there in? His Toyota Camry. You know where he got it? Route 22 Toyota. Yeah, yeah. That was a long way to get there, but now we're there. You see where I'm going? Yes, he got his Camry from Alex Cancella. We're in Wisconsin, and the limo's waiting for me. I'm going like, I'm going with Captain Frank and his Camry, man, you know? And I tell you, we loaded everything in the back of the Toyota Camry. And then we screamed to the airport. Now, Captain Frank's a former airline pilot, United pilot, and U.S. Air Marshal, by the way. 4th-degree black belt. Tough guy. He's hauling. I got this. You're going to be okay. He says to me, listen to me. I'm driving the Camry back to Jersey. I said, you're going to drive from Wisconsin to Jersey again? You just came out here. No, I'm going to turn around and run back. And then you get on, just get on a plane, carry your bag, your radio bag, where you carry your bag, just go right to security, and you're going to make the plane. That's exactly what happened. As, by the way, walking to the airport in my tuxedo, you know, hi, how are you? Joey Benefit, how are you? Nice to see you, you know? And I looked like a lounge singer walking through the airport. And then I got on the plane, and, oh, hi, did you dress for the flight? Well, I got my tuxedo on. I'm dripping wet. Oh, please. But I'll tell you, this, you know, Frank bought three cars already. He had friends buy three cars. Al bought a car. My sister Carol. Everybody goes to Route 22 Toyota. And I had to tell you, man, that Camry. And I know it didn't cost Frank that much because he's getting 39 miles per gallon on the Camry. You can get 41 miles on the RAV4. And don't forget the Prius combined 56 miles per gallon. So do you do what Frank does? Call Alex, because I'll tell you, the ride was smooth. We got to the airport. We made it. And I stuffed all the luggage in the back. I had a lot of stuff, too. In the meantime, Frank's driving it home as we speak. You can't make it up. But you can call Route 22 Toyota, 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905. Don't forget, Alex is offering you 125% of book value on your trade, any make, any model. And don't forget to tell them at Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West, right there in Hillside, New Jersey, Route22Toyota.com. You tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Ever wonder what happens behind all those closed doors in Washington and New York City that affect your life? Well, we did too. So we went out and looked for the all-knowing Cat, John Catsimatidis, the living legend, business billionaire, and politician, to tell us what's real and what's fake. Tune in to The Catman every weekday evening at 5. Catch him, if you can, on AM 970, The Answer.
People will say to me, Joe, what about RhinoShield? And I'm telling you, you should try it. And I know I have a lot of folks that are lawyers, and they say, we have an office. Can I RhinoShield the office? Absolutely, you can. I have doctor friends who say, can I RhinoShield our office for the patients so it looks nice and new? I said, it's exactly what you want to do. And for if you want to do it at home and you don't want to repaint, you RhinoShield your home. And it's like when my son Joey came over, my big boy's in town, so I'm very excited. And he came down. The newly paved driveway. Thank you very much. But he said everything. The house looks great. People tell me that all the time. I got like a kickback farmhouse in the woods out in Jersey, you know, in the divorce. I just wanted to get something for the kids, you know. And then Susan came out from RhinoShield. RhinoShield to the home. It just adds such value. It makes the house look like you know what I thought? I got to tell you, and I want you to call Susan. I'm going to give you the number because you get a 25-year transferable warranty. You don't have to repaint every 3 to 5 years. But what I did, like, because I'm a single guy working my tail off, all for my kids, and then I looked at the house and said, you know what? Because I didn't really care where I live, but now I have the kids. I said, I care where I live, and I care how it looks. Look at me. Like that. And I thank Susan for that. She made it so livable and nice. And so the kids come in, they like the house. I'm telling you, you should do the same for your office, for your building, for your home. It increases, in my opinion, the real estate value. By the way, no payments, no interest financing. Now is the time to call Susan. Now is the time. This time of the year, right now. It's 877-744-6608. Feel good about yourself. Feel good about that property that you're spending so much money on. Keep the real estate value up. 877-744-6608. You can get a free on-the-spot estimate from Susan at RhinoShield. Go to RhinoShieldOfNY.com. RhinoShield. It's not paint.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. It's a manic Monday. It's May 16th, 2022. And one of those days, you know, last week and weeks prior, I said to the boys, I said, you know, oh, man, nothing's happening. What are we going to talk about? And you know me, I like to dance and have some fun on the show. But it's one of those days. These are the days that you dread. You dread weekends like this. All this shit. And when I tell you, not only what's happening in Buffalo, and we'll follow that for you. It sickens me that that this administration is politicizing this, and they're nowhere else in inner cities around the country. And then I'm seeing here, even in New York City, overnight shootings leave one dead. A 27-year-old kid in the Bronx dead, right? Four others hurt. At least four shootings across the city overnight. Now, is that AOC's district out there? I mean, what, three? Also in the Bronx, a 35-year-old man was shot in the right leg. 21-year-old was shot in the right arm during a dispute. And don't talk to me about guns. Don't talk to me about guns. There's got to be consequences in the United States of America, and there is none. There's no consequences. And when the politicians lie, like what's been going on throughout the 2020 election, what's been going on with the virus, what's going on with all of these things that they're telling us how bad we are, when they lie, and then the social media lies, and then when you get Mark Zuckerberg bribing to the swing states, there should be consequences for that. Why are there no consequences for politicians lying, for the Russia hoax? Hillary's going to walk. You know that. They'll never get her. Came up with the whole Steele dossier, this whole phony hoax thing. It got out there. No one pays the price. No one pays the price except you and me. You and me, we get punished. So what we got to deal with these people? And then people are still being shot. And they're going to say guns, 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 because they refuse for some reason to bring law and order to this country. And like somebody said on Twitter just now, you reinforce law enforcement, you don't defund the police, there will be fear. You have to instill fear to the fringe. The fringe is going to be, and it's on both sides, it's on the right and on the left. And if you inflame the fringe, that's what you're going to have, things that happen in Buffalo, that shootings in New York, shootings in Chicago every night, shootings at a church in California. You have, trust me. What we have to almost do is just, you need politicians to say, the police got to do what they got to do. Just say those words. Leave it to the officers, leave it to law enforcement, and everything will stop. Oh, Lord, we just let everybody do everything, goes on, and all we do is get yelled at, and you and me are we're just like collateral damage and innocent bystanders. It's one of those Mondays. One of those Mondays, Deb. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's heartbreaking. It's just heartbreaking. And there's got to be so much done with mental illness, I think. I mean, I think, a lot of the problem. It's just
when
crazy.
You get somebody in, you're right on the money, as always, Debbie. You get somebody in. Like, and I keep thinking about my dear friend Andrew Pollock losing beautiful Meadow Pollock. And that guy is still alive. You get somebody, there was more red flags for that kid. They still let him in. There's no consequences for the people that let him go. And the people that examine this kid, there should be consequences. You should be held responsible for that. They had a generalized threat. You know what? They don't check the guy out like they check us out. They don't go into his online history.
I don't know what the answer is. It's just it's so tough, you know. It really is.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of those horrible, horrible Mondays. Mm-hmm. Hey, but we'll get through it. So help me God. And and then you and I, you go do your benefit, and God bless you for what you're doing. I go see all the goodness in the middle of America out there.
Yes.
And we are good people, and we will prevail. But our hearts go out to these lives lost unnecessarily. 6:52. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go out to 44 Dutchess Turnpike eastbound, getting up to our Quaker Hill Road in Pleasant Valley. All lanes subject to closure. Serious accident. Looks like you have emergency activity there. A lot of fog north of the city. Shore Road is closed in the Bronx, getting up toward Pelham Road. It's all due to a car fire, and that one involves a couple of fatalities, unfortunately. Verrazano Bridge, upper level into Brooklyn, it's a crash. And over on the westbound, the outbound Gowanus at 38th, a disabled vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know that the battle for the heart and mind of this country is underway. In New Jersey Congressional District 5, there is a very important race, and it is being waged by two very serious campaigns. Frank Pallotta, who was the nominee last go-around, and challenger Nick DeGregorio, who would like to take that mantle this time and win the seat. What will happen? Join us May 23rd from 3 to 8 p.m. at Giovanni's Bicycle Club in Englewood Cliffs to watch a live debate, weigh in with a straw poll, and help decide who will represent you in Washington in the days to come. Of course, the winner will end up battling Josh Gottheimer for that seat, and we will bring you gavel-to-gavel coverage. 3 to 4 o'clock, we've got a live interview with each of the candidates, and then from 7 to 8 that evening, we'll be on air with a debate moderated by yours truly and representatives of both campaigns. Join us from 3 to 8, Giovanni's Bicycle Club, Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. And from 4 to 6, don't forget the meet and greets with the candidates and yours truly. We'll see you then.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Intervals of clouds and sun, warm and humid today. Look for a couple of thunderstorms to cross the area later this afternoon into early this evening. Any thunderstorm can produce downpours, damaging winds, and hail. The high today, 78. Clearing and breezy overnight, though, 57. Tomorrow, a nice day, sunshine and some clouds and becoming windy, high 74. For Wednesday, sunshine mixing with clouds and breezy, the high 72. AM 970, The Answer.
Well, thank you, Joe. We had a great band in Woodstock, Illinois. We had a great band. It was the Swinging Relief Factor Orchestra. Oh, yes, it was. I'll tell you. And we had the logo. We put it on the screen. Relief Factor, sponsored by Relief Factor, the band, you know. And this was so funny because after the intermission, I said, let me make an entrance at the back of the room. And I'll come in, we'll sing That's Life, and I'll get to shake everybody's hand, meet everybody. So now I do that, and I come down the theater, and I'm singing, and we're rocking the room and having fun, you know. And then I see I've got to step back on stage. And the only way to do it is to step off and then go around, you know, stage, like left, and go back to stage. But I don't want to lose that time. So in front of the stage, there was a big speaker. And then you could almost step up on the speaker if you could, and then step right onto the stage. So I was singing, I talked to the crowd a little bit. I said, okay, you know, I have to introduce the Relief Factor band, and, you know, applause, applause, applause. The band was great, you know. And then can I get up here? I step up on the speaker, and then I step up on the stage with, by the grace of God, not missing a beat. I turn to the crowd, I go, Relief Factor. And they all cracked up and applauded. I couldn't resist. I said, see, I'm taking Relief Factor and I can come on the stage. I don't need no stairs. Who needs stairs to get on the stage? And so we invite you to go to relieffactor.com. Go to relieffactor.com, or you could call 800, the number 4, the word relief, 800-4-RELIEF. It's only $19.95 for that quick start, that 3-week quick start. You check that out, all right? Work for me. And it's a great band, I'll tell you right now. Go to, please, relieffactor.com. Hey, Joe on the radio. We're going to get to the guys when we come back. Congressman Lee Zeldin, off the top of the hour. We're going to talk about this Buffalo horror. And the Congressman Zeldin's got a lot to say about it, as he is at the forefront running for governor of the great state of New York. Andrew McCarthy, Andy McCarthy, we're going to talk about what's inside the Durham case. This Roe v. Wade controversy. Paul DiGiacomo, president of the Detectives Endowment Association in New York. Patrick DeHaan's our buddy, oil and refined products analyst. rising gas prices, the worst we've ever seen. Congressman Steve Scalise received the Ellis Island Medal of Honor. How about that? Denny Colson, Jack Jacobs as well.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.